Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, I just saw two different things get thrown out by two different people about whispers, and they are both related to 105.3 The Fan, and that is Brian Broaddus and Jeff Kavanaugh. Jeff Kavanaugh threw out there the idea that the Cowboys might be interested at 17, or that the name is existing of Terrell, A.J. Terrell, the cornerback. And he said, check me as a no on that. So that is Captain Trade Down coming to the rescue, I do believe, in that situation, Kevin. And you know what? I'm in the same boat when it comes to him, so I agree with him there. Now, that being said, Brian Broaddus has said he's hearing whispers that the Cowboys have interest in linebacker at number 17. And I'm kind of curious to Kalavon Chaisson, and when it comes to Kenneth Murray, how do you feel about those guys? I'm a big fan of Murray. I know he had the injury, but this dude is a baller who can absolutely play, and they have talked to him already.
You know what's interesting is I just wonder, what is it? Is it they're scared more of Leighton Vander Esch's neck, or are they scared more of Jalen Smith's leg/production?
I think it's Leighton. I do not think – I might be fooling myself here. I do not think they view the Jalen issue – as much as the rest of us do. And I kind of think they will fall back. Like, I bet if you asked Steven, we would fall back on the, well, he did make the Pro Bowl, you know? So I bet it's Vander Esch that's bugging them more than Jalen.
Yeah, so for me, Kevin, if linebacker is a situation that we have to do, I also feel like the linebacker position is important too, because I think you have a new defensive coordinator that's saying, here's the type of dynamic back that I might need, the type of dynamic defenders that I might need in this defense. If I can shore up the middle of the defense, it'll really help me a lot. You know what, though, Kevin? Let's go ahead and let's kick this thing off and let's get it started, as we are now joined by Steven Jones, Cowboys Executive Vice President. Steven, how's it going today, man?
Doing well, guys.
Now, Steven, I'm kind of curious. I loved what McCarthy said earlier, before everything kind of got rolling, and that was, we got to figure out what a Cowboys player looks like. And for the last 10 years, I mean, I guess you could go even further back with the Garrett family, you guys have worked with the Garretts on prepping for these drafts. What are the differences that you're finding out, and maybe some of the nuances you're finding out working with McCarthy as y'all prep for this year's draft?
Well, I think everybody's got their own style, and of course, you know, we've historically been known for our head coaches having influence, and certainly having Jason there for 10 years, you know, became accustomed to, and you kind of got into a, you know, a rhythm, if you will, between Will and how well he worked with the coaching staff. And, you know, one of the great things about having someone like Mike in, someone new who's had tremendous success at his previous stop there in Green Bay, winning Super Bowls and, you know, great success in the playoffs, not unlike Coach Parcells, you can learn a lot. And certainly the Packers organization has been strong from top to bottom, whether it's off the field, on the field, drafting. You know, they've been a model-type franchise. And not unlike Coach Parcells, Mike's brought a lot to the table here in terms of, you know, his views of things. At the same time, Mike has a tremendous amount of respect for the success we've had here as an organization drafting. You know, with Will McClay and our scouting staff, you know, as well as you know, how we've mixed and how we've, you know, had good chemistry between our coaching staff and our scouting staff in terms of really trying to get a consensus, you know, with who we want to pick between Jerry and myself, the coaching staff and the scouting staff, the medical staff, the off-the-field group. You know, I think it's going really well, but at the same time, you know, it's been very good for, you know, Jerry and I have talked about it, how great it's been to get Mike and, you know, and a new staff. You know, we've got you know, got guys from the Rams who just won a Super Bowl. We've got a lot of, you know, four different, I think, head coaches at one time or another. So, you know, it's been a really good draft, even though it's been different because it's been virtual. It's been a real positive.
So I'm curious, like, I get the idea that, you know, teams can always be open for business, but seeing as how we're less than a week from the draft, is there a particular day, time, whatever, where the phone lines really start heating up about trading picks, trading players, et cetera?
You know, when you're back in the draft, you know, when you're not in those top 10 picks, you know, unless you're really willing to, you know, do something that would, you know, entail a lot of, you know, a lot of draft capital, a big time player, you know, it's tough to get up in those early picks. So really, you don't see a lot of, you know, when you're in the back half of the draft, which we are by, you know, by hair, if you will, at the end of the day, you know, we're at 17, but you know, it's just you don't really have a lot of activity till you get closer to your pick. So I'm sure as we get closer, you know, you're going to see more and more, especially at the top of the draft. But, you know, I still think teams, you know, through the end of this week are still, you know, putting the finishing touches on their boards, getting everything right. And then, of course, next week, you know, you'll get it more into the draft strategy and those type of things. So, sure, there'll be activity as we get closer to next Thursday.
Steven, Brian Broaddus is putting out that linebacker could be a need for the Dallas Cowboys in this draft. And I know you guys got Sean Lee re-signed and you have Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen Smith. Can you speak more on the linebacker depth or the linebacker injuries with Leighton Vander Esch possibly protecting that?
Well, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and Brian's a you know, a smart guy. He's been involved in personnel departments and obviously involved with our organization. But, you know, that'd be news for me in terms of a heightened need for the linebacking position.
The I guess the idea of what Mike Nolan's defense is going to be, and I know everybody kind of got caught up with 4-3 or 3-4, what's it going to be? But having watched what he's done, it looks like it can be such a great hybrid of a defense. Do you need to add some dynamic players at the linebacker position for that?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you know, what I've been fired up about with Coach McCarthy and then what he's doing with our defensive staff and Mike Nolan, it's just what you just said is, you know, you want to have flexibility. You want to have great players. You want to be able to scheme, you know, against the offenses you're going to play around. And I think a perfect example of that in people who've had a tremendous amount of success is Coach Belichick up in New England in terms of, you know, how they scheme and how they use different fronts and, you know, different schemes in order to have success on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, obviously, know we're working hard, you know, putting their off-the-field priorities first. But, you know, with guys like Alden Smith and Randy Gregory are long guys who can rush the passer from, you know, from that outside spot. You know, we call it a SAM, DPR role. You know, we're traditionally with Rod, we use typically more just the 4-3 and the typical, you know, defensive ends with a guy like DeMarcus Lawrence and Quinn. But, you know, I do think, you know, you could see, you know, some situations there where you are looking at a, you know, a pass rusher type that can rush the passer from, you know, if you will, more of a Sam DPR type position.
Talk with Steven Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Draft coming up 6 days right here on The Fan. We're all very excited. And I know the primary focus is getting ready for the draft and the players that are going to be drafted and everything like that. I'm really curious, how does the organization, how do you balance focusing on just those players versus you hear news of, you know, somebody like a Jamal Adams that might be available for trade at a position that theoretically maybe the team needs help at? How do you balance, like, hey, I'm focused on the draft players versus, well, maybe these veterans are available?
I think you have to be open at all times to improving your football team. I've been a staunch supporter of player acquisitions 365 days a year, and I think that goes for, you know, veterans, UFAs, trades, et cetera, that you have to be willing to be flexible and be able to drop what you're doing and take a long, hard look at a player, a situation, if it arises. I think that's how you're – and one of the things I'd like to think the Cowboys with, you know, Jerry's leadership and being able to make quick decisions that were nimble and, you know, can pull the group together, which we're all on the line every day today. You know, obviously, you know, we're doing it virtually now, which we fully embraced, and but feel like we can get the right people on our WebEx call in quick order, and you know, go over a situation if it presents itself. So I don't think you can ever just say, "Look, we're shutting down business on trades and or veteran, you know, veteran player trades with other teams, or UFAs that might become available, or a player who gets cut, you know, right here before the draft, that we don't, you know, put you know, all our focus on that particular situation for however long it needs, and still be able to keep up with what we need to be doing to have a very successful draft when we kick off the draft here on Thursday."
Steven, you mentioned Randy Gregory and Aldon Smith. Are you confident that Roger Goodell will let them be active for week one of the 2020 season?
Oh, well, that's, you know, you just, what we continue to do is, you know, you certainly want to give them every opportunity to have success with their, you know, their battles off the field, and that they're ultimately getting to a good spot where they're ready to take the next step and play football again. Certainly our league, with the infrastructure they have in place, will certainly evaluate that and let us know, you know, where they stand at some point in time. And we understand that, you know, it's not the Cowboys' timing. It's, you know, when the NFL office and, you know, their resources that they have after they're finished evaluating these gentlemen and the work that they put in, you know, to get better off the field, that they'll certainly let them know, as well as us know, when, you know, if and when they're going to be reinstated.
Now, the I know we got to see the video, and I've loved the access that DallasCowboys.com has put out there on Twitter with some of these interviews. It's been an absolute blast, but we did see Jalen Hurts' face pop up there. Is quarterback an option when considering the situation you have right now with Dak's contract?
I don't think it has anything to do with Dak's contract in terms of our interest in a quarterback. I think we're big believers. You know, Mike was up in Green Bay where they continually drafted quarterbacks up there. We're always looking to get better. Obviously, we've had Cooper Rush around here going into his fourth season, and, you know, he'll be free next year. So, you know, we're always looking to have a good backup situation, especially if it's a, you know, a young player who can develop, come in here. And, you know, all of a sudden you have a serious resource if you're able to develop a good young quarterback. So I wouldn't equate it to I think you're going down the wrong path when you equate it to Dak's situation, his contract situation. I don't think it equates to what we're looking at there.
Steven, last question for you. I was wondering about injured players in this draft, or maybe just the medicals. You took a chance on Jalen Smith, but you guys had the guy do the surgery and give you great reports so you could take him at 34 overall. In this draft, you're not going to have that. For the most part, your doctors didn't get to look at anybody who has somewhat of an injury history. How tough is that going to be in this draft when you're taking a guy who maybe has a medical mark from the combine or their college career?
Yeah, I mean, there's always challenges, but, you know, we were fortunate there that Dr. Cooper, who we're very familiar with, had done the surgery on Jalen. We've seen players as we've gone through the medical on the players that are in this draft that, because of Dr. Cooper and his expertise as a great orthopedic, you know, has seen several, or many, maybe a better word to say, have operated on several of these potential draft prospects. Now, there's other ones that other doctors around the country have operated on. But we feel really good about where we are with our evaluations on these guys, and don't have a plethora of huge questions in terms of unknowns about their medical situation. So we feel we can make good decisions and as we move forward.
Well, we appreciate the time, as always, Stephen. And just remember, on Tuesday, you told us you would tell us which mock draft was accurate. So just make sure you do that on Tuesday.
I'll go to work, start studying these mock drafts over the weekend.
Boom. And thank you so much, sir.
You crushed it today, man. Right. Nice job.
Y'all have a great great day and a great weekend.
Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan.
I was excited to have him. That was I wish I could have had him longer, but we get a certain amount of time, and it was awesome.
Man, listen, you know,
make sure you watch the fan cam for certain reactions about that timing.
In the times we've had Jerry and Stephen on, like I know I feel like we could talk for hours with those guys, and there's so much to discuss. But you know, we gotta keep this train moving, right?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.